So, how's everyone doing?
Good.
Thank you.
Fine. How's school?
Yeah.
How's your learning?
Good.
Oh, so you're a new student?
Yep.
When did you start?
Started January 5th.
January 5th. And I think you're a new student as well?
Yeah, I started April 27th.
Okay, so how are you finding it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it
yeah.
so far.
It's made good friends?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
made a couple of friends.
Okay, good. And how are your teachers?
My teachers were really nice.
Yeah?
The one 6B is really nice, Miss Baines.
Yeah.
Miss Baines? And who's your teacher?
Mr.
Lubavakis. Okay. And is there any strictness in the classroom?
Mm-hmm, no.
No?
It is quite strict. But,
quite strict?
It's good to be strict. Like,
yeah.
It helps.
Good. Excellent. So, should we start our podcast?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, excellent. Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Voices of Our School. My name is Mr. Alam and I'll be your host. We are really excited to be launching this new project and sharing it with our whole school community, from pupils, parents, carers and staff. This is a place where we celebrate learning, our school life and the people who make our school such a special place to be.
So, Mr. Alam, what is Voices of Our School?
This is a weekly audio podcast where you'll hear from different members of our school community. Over the coming weeks, we'll be talking to pupils from reception all the way up to year six, as well as teachers, parents, and possibly some special guests. Each episode will focus on a different theme, from learning, school events, achievements, and the things that matter most to us at school. It is also a way for parents to stay connected to the place their children attend every day. Sometimes it can be daunting that weeks go by and we might not know exactly what happens in school. This podcast will hopefully fill that gap and hopefully also be an enjoyable listen while you are eating breakfast or getting ready for school or work.
So, what is the point of this podcast, Miss Alan?
The main reason we've created Voices of Our School is to help bring our community even closer together. We believe everyone has something valuable to say. This project gives children the opportunity to speak confidently, listen carefully, share their ideas, and feel proud of their learning. It also gives families the chance to hear directly from children and staff about what school life is really like.
So, what can my mum or my dad or family expect from this podcast?
Well, you can expect to hear pupils talking about what they are learning in class, classes sharing exciting projects, maybe any trips that they've gone on, staff reflections on school life, how school is for the teachers, parents sharing their perspectives, and celebrations of events and achievements across the school. Every episode will be different, but all will focus on positivity, learning, and our school community.
Mr. Alan, where and when can you listen?
New episodes of Voices of Our School will be released every Friday and will be available on the Gehry's Primary School website. We encourage families to listen together at home and talk about the ideas being shared. Right, so before we get to the end of our podcast for this week, what has everyone been up to this week and what do you have planned for the weekend?
We have planned a lot of stuff. We've been doing a lot of stuff lately. As a new kid, I feel pretty welcome. There's a lot of learning and cool stuff to do.
How are you finding the assemblies?
The assemblies are pretty nice.
Yeah.
I like how they've been talking about some very interesting stuff. Well, lately they've been speaking about wetlands.
Okay.
And how
is that a topic in your geography lessons?
No, we were studying rivers and caves recently.
Okay, excellent. Anyone else? Anything you studied this week? Anything special? Anyone's birthdays?
We've been reading the book called Skellig and we've been rewriting the chapter 10 of it in our own way.
Okay, who's the author of Skellig?
David Almond,
excellent. He has a few interesting books. Maybe you can do some research and find out what else he has written. Isla?
The wetlands assembly was not really something we've been doing in geography. I think the subject was World Wetland Day, so it was just...
Okay.
Like that day was based on World Wetland Day.
And what day was that?
I think last week.
Last week, what day was it? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Monday. Yeah.
Monday. Okay, interesting. And if I was to come to your classrooms, would I see posters about the wetlands or?
No.
It's just
not really
the topic.
Just for that.
general assembly. Camp.
Okay, just for that assembly. Okay. Have you had any special guests come in and give you workshops from outside of Gehry's?
No, not lately.
We had the Holocaust
movie. Yeah,
the Holocaust.
Ah, excellent. And what did you? And what did they talk about? And what did you do?
So, like, they went on like a Zoom meeting and they talked about the Holocaust and how and the kinder transport and how and all that stuff. Around that time, World War II.
Fantastic. Good. Have you had any trips so far?
The last trip we've really went on is the Gurdwara. We haven't been going on many trips lately. The Gurdwara was for RE, and we were learning about Sikh cultures and how they pray and what the place of worship.
And which trip did you go on last year in terms of RE?
We went to the mosque.
Okay.
In year four, we were going to go to a temple, an Indian temple, but it was too icy, so we weren't able to go.
And can I just say, yesterday I went on a trip with Mr. Mason and Miss Anobibekus. So it was a football trip and we won 4 games out of 4.
Right, so I've heard about that. I've seen the league table. You guys at the top?
We're top right now.
Excellent. I think you beat a team 4-1?
Yeah, we beat team 4-1.
Which team was that?
I can't remember.
And how many games have you played so far?
So we've only played 4, but we've won all 4 so far.
Excellent, brilliant. And when's the next match?
Next match will probably be on March 5th.
March the 5th, excellent. And do you know which school you're playing against?
No, not yet.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant. And when do you train? Do you train every once a week?
We train every Thursday.
After school, in the morning? After school, okay, brilliant. And is it both Mr. Mason and Mr. Nobibakis, or just one of them?
Yeah, it's both of them.
It's both of them, okay, good. And how are they as coaches?
They're quite good coaches. Like, they tell us where our weaknesses are.
Good.
And they're good at spotting all the minor stuff, where some people go wrong.
Brilliant, good. And that's what a good coach does. Brilliant. Okay, so what's coming next? In our next episode, we'll be hearing directly from pupils as they tell us all about themselves and their classes. This will be going from reception all the way up to year 6. You'll get to hear what children enjoy learning, what makes their class special, and what they love most about school. Thank you for listening to our very first episode of Voices of Our School. Does anyone want to finish off with any last comments? No? Okay.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoyed being part of this journey with us. Please keep listening, keep supporting, and keep celebrating everything that makes our school such a wonderful place. And we'll see you next time.